Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Houston is all systems go!
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run. Our infield is solid and steady. Making big plays is their thing. Steal a base, hit and run, yeah, they're ready.
Call
it forward, cause it's time for the game.
I wish I knew this guy's name. The guy with
our destination is clear.
I gave me this.
Let me give you three names.
CD.
Let me give you three names.
Go.
I think it could be. Let's go. Clint.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, let's go with Walter.
Okay, now we're getting close right there.
Walter, Frank.
So one day, one night, I'm walking in the Minute Maid Park, and this guy that's pulling an air tank on a hand truck is walking in, and he goes, "Hey, John," and he hands me this CD. And I brought it, and the next morning, I bring it in, and Lance, and I go, "Lance, we got to listen to this. It's an Astros song." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is." And Lance goes, "Oh no, this is gold.
Yeah, this isn't terrible
this
at
is
all.
Gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
and
is
I
the
was
opposite
like,
of terrible.
I was like, "Oh my goodness, really?" And sure enough, it has become legendary. And it is opening day. The headline in this morning's sports section of the Houston Chronicle: Astros hoopla trumps Final Four. And there's no question.
Not even close.
It's not even an argument.
It's not even close. Now, okay, best case scenario, let's say it were Cougars, Alabama.
Oh my gosh.
Let's say it were Cougars, Alabama, UConn, and Cougars, Alabama, UConn, and I got to even remember who the what it.
And
where did SDSU
Kansas.
Come from? Oh, no, in yeah, okay, Kansas.
All right.
I mean, they were eliminated early
man,
on.
Man, that would be, but even still.
Even still, it's probably going to be Astros.
Astros opening.
But
game.
Cougars in the Final
well,
Four at home?
Well, today it would be Astros for sure. It's Thursday. The games aren't until Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So today it would still be our team. It is so special. I mean, we've been, there was a time we never, honestly, there was a three-year stretch I don't think I took. Or you were over at the other station. I don't believe I talked about the Astros for a year.
Oh, we were. So Charlie would do it, and management would tell Charlie, it's killing ratings. You can't keep talking about the Astros. This is 2013. They said, you cannot every day talk about the Astros. Nobody.
No one cares. No one cares.
And he would go, okay. And then he would lead a segment off with Astros talk.
It's funny. There's more Rockets talk now during this, the worst stretch in Rockets, possibly the worst stretch in Rockets history. Yet there's more Rockets talk than there was Astros talk.
Yeah, because your Astros players, though, there was nobody other than Altuve. And none of the young stars were
not
like
only
none
that,
of your
they weren't
core.
On TV either for a large portion of that.
No, that's right. That's right. So you had, well, either were the Astros.
No, I'm talking about the Astros.
Oh,
the
yeah. Astros or Rockets. Right. Or Rockets back then. But, yeah, you're right. But I think the difference is you have Shingun, you have, like, you have core players on the team. It's more like when the, this is more like 2014 Houston, and not even really Houston Astros, honestly, because Houston Astros really added, I mean, 15 was Correa, 16 was Bregman. Like, different players were added to different, like, boom, 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 in a row. And then Kyle Tucker a few years later.
Well, if they can add Wembanyama, this would be that stretch.
It's, yeah, it'd be a
this
very
would be that
similar
stretch. You get Jalen and Alperin, you get Jabari, and then you get Wembanyama.
I still have hope for both Texans and Rockets that they could have a similar, you know, Astros trajectory. Now, they may not get to that same plateau, obviously, but just the ability to go zoom in a high, you know, an immediate upward incline. That's what I'm hoping for. And the Rockets, you could see the possibility. But Texans, if they get, I tell you what, I'm going to save it for the next segment. I'm a little concerned now that Bryce is going one.
Yeah.
Like, for real. No, not just see if we can, like, the Bryce thing.
Is going one. You don't move up there for C.J. Stroud. You move up there for Bryce. You don't give up all of that for C.J. Stroud. I've been convinced that Bryce is not going to be there. And then the Texans have a real decision. Do they want to deal with Mulligata again? And apparently, Will Levis has fallen. But that's another story. So, Astros are front and center today.
Yeah, Astros will be front and center. But I got some new quarterback info. And Will Levis may not fall further than you think. It may be four. Okay. And it may not be to the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. So there's stuff a-brewing.
We got some stuff a-brewing.
Speaking of stuff a-brewing, how about Jose Abreu on this team? Okay. This is a huge addition. A lot of people are loving them some Jose. Jose Abreu kind of saved the offseason, if you want to know the truth. Because you lose Verlander. You've lost Altuve for a spell here. You've lost McCullers, and McCullers may be put on the 60-day DL. That's looking more and more like an option here, along with Altuve in the 60-day DL. You're starting without Brantley. You know, one of the big reasons that the Astros are still where they are is because of the addition of Jose Abreu. Here's Xavier Scraggs. Xavier Scraggs works for MLB Network. Here he is on his X Factor for the Houston Astros.
My X Factor for the American League this year has to be Jose Abreu. You look at the Houston Astros have now turned the one weakness that they might have had from last year into a strength by adding Jose Abreu. 2019, RBI leader. 2020, RBI leader. The same year that he won the MVP, you're slotting a former MVP in the middle of the lineup, surrounding him with Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker. You can only look for more production from this lineup as a whole. Jose Abreu is going to be the X Factor. He could possibly lead this Houston Astros team to repeating as World Series champions.
How about that? I agree. How about that line? Ooh. When Altuve and Brantley come back, what? This is going to be so fun. Chandler Rome on how Abreu is fitting in with our Houston Astros already.
One of the things Jim Crane said upon introducing Jose Abreu that really stood out to him is they went to dinner the night before his introductory press conference, and Jose Abreu pulled out his phone, already had all the phone numbers for all the Astros. So he knew a lot of these guys coming in. He's been a real help to Yordan Alvarez, kind of replacing Yuli Gurriel as that big Cuban influence in the clubhouse. But he's tight with a lot of these guys, and he's fit like a glove. I mean, he's really come in here. He works a lot. I think that's the thing about him that's really impressed me is, you know, he's constantly putting in early work, constantly putting in work after the workouts. He is really embracing kind of the preparedness of this team and kind of how strict and how hard they work to get themselves ready for not only games, but workouts, sim games, anything like that. He has really come in and I think assimilated himself seamlessly.
If Jose Abreu wasn't on this team, if they would still had Yuli at first base, would we have the same kind of excitement?
Yeah, we would because it's Yuli and people could talk themselves into it. But honestly, realistically, analytically, No, it's not the same team.
It's not the same.
Jose Abreu gives you, on paper, helps to keep you. It helped to soften the blow of losing Verlander. That's what it does. I know it's a pitcher, but it's also the lineup just got better. So there's no question. Jose Abreu, for a team that doesn't sign a whole lot of free agents, that was a really big one.
Yeah.
On paper. We'll see if it comes to fruition, but I don't know why it wouldn't. It's not like he's a 36-year-old player, 37-year-old player where the bat is probably slowing down. We'll see, but it sure looks like something that can... Okay, we lost a little off the starting pitcher one. We gained it with Abreu.
Yeah. No. Jose Abreu, I think, has really given the Astros a big impetus this offseason to be a team. And whether or not, who cares what people recognize, what people think of them and all of that stuff. But Jose Abreu, he looks good. Look, he hit 15 homers last year, and his under-over is 22.5. In this park, with this lineup, maybe Kyle Tucker hitting behind him, we'll see what kind of order that we think that's going to be. The order is going to be Yordan, then Abreu, and then Tucker in the six hole. With that kind of protection, as opposed to what he had in Chicago, in this park with that short porch, Jose Abreu could have a resurgence to the kind of career that he had just a couple of years ago, just a couple 3 years ago, where he was MVP. That kind of resurgence.
Right.
So he is a huge part of what, and you know, again, with all the losses that the Astros have suffered, it's still like, man, they're going to be okay. They're going to be all right. You know, this is a big night in the city of Houston. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. You got opening day, and it's going to be, they're going to seal off the street, Texas Avenue. They always do that. They're going to have a big party down there and everything else. Mm-hmm. We've also got a big fundraiser at Post Oak Hotel for the for U of H.
That's well, we're broadcasting from downtown. The other shows aren't today. The other shows are broadcasting from downtown.
One of the bars, yeah. And then there's a big college basketball coaches party that's going to be at Clay.
You're not invited, though.
I'm kind of invited.
No, ustedes.
No. People are invited to go. They can. I think you can get in. I'm pretty sure you can get in. So I don't want to
tell people not to go there.
I don't think it's all private. I think there might be other people than the party.
You probably can't get in and rub shoulders with all the coach. Coaches.
You might be able to. I mean, you might be able to.
I went to one in Indianapolis way back in 2000 and spent a lot of time. Dennis Lindsay introduced me to Bill Self. And I think he was at Tulsa at the time. And I got to talk to Bill Self for a while. Really great guy to talk to.
Bill Self is a good guy. Mm-hmm. I was sat at the speaking of around Minute Maid Park, one night we were at the bus with him for a while game. He went to an Astros game, and then we were hanging out there. He's a really good guy. So Bill Self's a really nice guy. And hopefully he's better. He's feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is with the Final Four here and all the coaches in town, working hard to try and get Huggy in studio with us tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if he can come. Hopefully he's going to be able to.
I think.
No, he's. I think. You think of him the same as you used to?
No, he's way less scary than
he used to
be.
Yeah, he used to be really scary. I'm not afraid of him. I'm not scared of him anymore.
I have a healthy respect for him if I were.
Yeah, no.
Let's not go too far with this. I'm not afraid. I'm like.
Here's the thing. He looks just like my cousin Baldo. I mean, just like my cousin Baldo.
Yeah.
So I kind of have a.
Yeah, don't get too familiar with him. No, I know. He's not right. Baldo.
No, he's not Baldo. They're both scary in a way.
Yeah.
You know, if your name's Baldo Severino and you work for the Park District for years in Chicago, you're a little scary.
Usually I think of Parks and Rec. I think of like.
No, Ron, it ain't like that.
Like. Ron Swanson or something.
It's more like the Machine.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Oh,
Park District.
The Park District. Oh, that sounds. What do you guys? Is that like a Ron Swanson type of deal?
No. A little different. A little different than that. Anyway, it's a big night. It's a big day in the city of Chicago. In the city of Houston, where we have opening day. Let's go. Okay, so you want to do something else. You want to talk about this NFL stuff in just a little
bit. Yeah, I'll just give a heads up because it definitely could affect the Houston Texans.
How about after that, at 7:30, we'll make some people some money on this opening day.
Okay.
We'll make some people some money on opening day. We'll do that at 7:30 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, you got a little...
Site jab. So, by the way, speaking of on site jab, so speaking of, let me pull up their party. They are the sponsors right now. It's the opening day party today. Today. It starts at noon. So if you got nothing going on, man, you got to get out there. It's opening day party. It starts at noon and goes all the way to 9 p.m., and they're going to have pregame. It's pregame at Tailgate Texas Sports Bar, and that's at 2401 Texas Street. So we're going to be broadcasting out there. ESPN 97.5 will be broadcasting. You got Killer Bees there. You've got the Wheelhouse will be after that. Tailgate Texas is the location, 2401 Texas Street. It's brought to you and presented by SiteJab. World Champions opening day party today from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Get your pre-food game pregame on with live DJ, food, and drinks by the company who has got over two decades of building the best websites and having the best business solutions in the entire state of Texas, and that is SiteJab. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us. All right, let's talk a little football. What you got?
Well, so this is one of the things. I'm talking to a buddy of mine in the media who knows things. And I'm trying to make the rounds and talk to a lot of people. And he kind of matter-of-factly said, okay, so, you know, you got Bryce Young's going one. I'm like, whoa. Hold on a second. I thought it's C.J. Stroud. And he's like, I said, do you know this for a fact? He said, no, I don't know it for a fact. He said, however, these are the pieces that you have to put together. He said, number one, and this guy formerly worked in the league. He said, here's what you have to put together. The best tape is easily Bryce Young. There's no bad tape on him. There's bad tape on CJ. There's bad tape on other guys that you can find. You don't really find bad tape on Bryce Young. I'm like, okay, true. He goes, yes, he's not big. He said, the S2 score, which is the new processing score where it's a physical, you put the goggles on and then they show you things to your eyes and you have to react quickly. This is not an intelligence test. It's a reaction test. And in this test, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud scored low. Bryce Young scored high. And three other quarterbacks who have scored high are Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Pat Mahomes. The question that is asked of the company was, has there ever been a quarterback score low that ended up being a really good quarterback? It's been going on for 7 years, this test. And they said, no, it's never happened. There have been guys who've scored high who weren't good quarterbacks, but never has anyone scored low and ended up being a good quarterback because it tests your quickness of processing just like on the field when you have to do it. Brock Purdy scored extremely high last year, just to give you an idea of a guy who now, I'm not. We'll see how indicative that is over time. So that test now is becoming bigger and bigger. 14 different teams now, I think, subscribe to this company's test. And they test a lot of positions. Like Devin Weatherspoon is off the charts at cornerback, for example. So he said, so if you take that, if they are into S2 testing, you got no bad tape for Bryce Young. You got a super high S2 test, which is becoming considered a predictive test, and you got it the opposite for C.J. Stroud. He said, plus, in interviews behind the scenes, he said C.J. Stroud is not going to ace the interviews like Bryce Young. Bryce Young is going to ace the interviews, and Bryce Young was very good on the board talking about football concepts because Bill O'Brien, a pro coach and pro coordinator and play caller, Bill O'Brien was his guy for 2 years. I mean, you can say what you want about Bill O'Brien, but Bill O'Brien coached in the professional game. He knows NFL concepts in his passing game. He has them built in. So Bryce Young's going to be way ahead. And so his whole thing is, so you look at personality traits, tape, S2 testing. He said idea of concepts. He said the only thing you have against him is size. He said, I just don't think that – he said, you saw what happened with Malik Willis last year where the tape wasn't as good as the other guy's tape. He said, I just think that the guy with more check marks is going to go first, and that's going to be Bryce Young. And that's why C.J. Stroud stuff was up there first, because his belief is the C.J. stuff got loud because they want to keep you off the Bryce Young stuff. But although I don't know why, you know. And I said, well, then why would you do that if you got the pick anyway? He goes, because they wanted to see if there's anyone who wanted C.J. Stroud, maybe. Maybe they wanted to check to see if the Texans wanted C.J. Stroud. He goes, why would Cleveland play games when they had Baker Mayfield figured out? I'm like, well, I can't figure that one out to this day. Why Cleveland was intentionally putting smoke out there when they already had Baker Mayfield lined up.
Well, I think that was a late decision, though.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I know it was a late decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of going back and forth.
So they really did just trade into the spot and wanted to figure it out later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, there's that out there, too. But
unless John Dorsey was holding it back from everybody. And that was a possibility,
yeah,
too.
So if this is the case, yeah, but there's a lot of, you know, like Scott McLuhan loved Josh Allen and Josh. I think did he love Baker? I can't remember. But anyway. So this is the concern. If Bryce Young is one, what happens with the Texans at two? I don't know if the Texans are into the S2 testing. I have no idea if that's a big deal for them or not. I don't know how many teams are really buy into S2 testing or not. It's my understanding that San Francisco, one of the reasons they traded for Trey Lance, high S2. One of the reasons they drafted Brock Purdy, high S2 testing. Kyle Shanahan may believe in that stuff. So,
S2 testing is really good when you have all the weapons that the 49ers have.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, that's a quarterback friendly. It doesn't get more quarterback friendly.
No, it doesn't.
Friendly.
Doesn't really.
But the question is,
would Brock Purdy with his S2 have been Brock Purdy with the Texans?
No.
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 No. No, you're right. They have a unique set of talent, and they have a unique play caller who gets to those. Yeah. And they added Christian McCaffrey in the middle of the year. So, yeah. I mean, come on. But here's another question. What happens if Bryce Young goes one?
That's a great question.
We've brought it up.
Yeah, but now it's becoming.
But let's say the Texans are into reality. Let's say the Texans. And by the way, you can here, I'll give you the name.
I don't think they take C.J. Stroud.
Here's the article you guys need to Google. It is, was Brock Purdy emergence predictable? S2 cognition test has pointed to NFL success. Just Google S2 cognition test and go learn a little bit more about it. Because they're checking this at linebackers. Like, they're checking it with baseball. Baseball people highly believe in this strongly as well.
Well, there's no sport more read and react, like a pitch coming at you 100 miles an hour.
Exactly. And so what this is, this S2 test is very quietly behind the scenes. This has been a big player in sports for a few years now. It's just people didn't know about it.
So what's going on with the fourth pick?
So with the fourth pick, there's the Ravens are digging around. The Ravens are digging around trying to get a
That's interesting because the Packers and the Jets, apparently the Packers are off the 13th. The Jets ain't giving up the 13th pick.
They were never going to.
But Lamar could go for the fourth.
So, apparently, the Ravens are digging around trying to get a workout with Will Levis, a late workout. His workout's already scheduled. He's already scheduled with these other teams, and the Ravens are digging around saying, hey, we want to get a workout with Levis. And Levis's crew, Levis's people, you know, his agents are like, how are we going to get you a – well, where are you drafting? And their comment is, we could be drafting fourth.
You never
so
know.
We want to do our work on Will Levis. So I think when it's all said and done, and I'm not getting this from Indianapolis, I'm literally getting zero from Indianapolis, not even a return text. But not that I would ask about this or I would ever share that stuff specifically. So that's why I can talk about it, because I ain't had anything shared by anybody other than that they're looking into Will Levis because they think they might be able to trade up. Unless they're going to trade Lamar Jackson to the Seahawks, which I don't see happening. Unless he's going to the Lions, which I don't see happening. Unless he's going to Arizona, which I don't see happening. So I just went 5-6-3 Raiders, I don't see happening. Falcons, possibility, even though Falcons said they don't want him, right? Who's the one team that said they wanted him or that they're going to consider him? It's the Colts. And why do they want to get Will Levis to try it? Why do the Ravens want to get Will Levis looked at? Because they think they could be trading up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a feeling, my prediction is going to be Lamar Jackson, if he's okay in Indianapolis, is going to go to Indianapolis. And the Ravens will be doing their due diligence on Levis and Richardson as the fourth quarterback, as the fourth pick of the draft. That's how I think it goes down. So what we could see, unlike anything people have been predicting, is Bryce Young, one, question mark, two, I'm assuming C.J. Stroud, but I don't know that for a fact.
Mm.
Number, and if the Texans are really into the S2 test, they may avoid it because C.J.'s was low. Then all of a sudden, you could have Lamar Jackson in the division with Richardson or Levis going to the Ravens. I mean, we could have a bunch of – this could be a wild, wild first five picks.
If Bryce goes first, I could see the Texans trade now.
I can't.
Somebody who really wants Stroud, I could see the Texans trading up.
I could too, and you know one of those picks might be the Rams at six. I don't think they give it. They have too many needs on defense. The teams who have two first round picks would be you have the Rams and then.
Well, Stafford is on the verge of retiring. McVay came out yesterday or the day before and said,
"Do they have any picks left anywhere?"
He's coming back.
Right. Where are their picks? Yeah. They've effed those picks, yeah, so right. they're not in position. They can't do it.
They don't care.
But no, they can't do it.
Yeah.
They don't have picks. They can't do it.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you eff those picks.
Yep.
You can't
get a quarterback.
You're screwed.
Unless you wait and get you a later round quarterback that may work out in this draft.
They don't even have a first round pick this year, do they?
I don't think so, no.
I don't believe so either. So I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah. They can get a quarterback later in this draft.
For what?
Well, Stetson Bennett.
Okay. Backup. I mean, they're not getting a
starter.
Stetson
Bennett walks in and takes over.
They're not getting a starter anywhere.
If Bryce Young can play in the league, then Stetson Bennett can play in the league.
What?
Yeah.
Bryce Young is a better quarterback.
Did he win two national championships?
Good point.
Zero national championships for Bryce Young.
Ring. So we're saying
rings? He's got a ring.
Are we doing rings?
He didn't play.
No, but are we doing a ring battle now? Because
yeah.
Stetson wins
yeah.
the ring battle.
Yeah. yeah. Oh. Okay.
How many rings does he have?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley didn't have any rings.
You know, you're not going to have rings around your bathtub if you call Aqueduct Plumbing.
They don't do bathroom cleaning. They don't have a cleaning service.
Well, okay.
Nice try.
Well.
Good effort.
They could replace your bathtub.
Yeah, now they could do.
Yeah.
Well, they don't do remodeling.
I don't know if they're doing
that. They can replace your
faucet.
The handles in there that leak. So what happens is, I've had this happen. When the handles get worn down and corroded and all that stuff, it starts to leak, and it can leak behind the, you know, you start to have dripping that you can't stop.
No,
and those are things that they do
what?
All the
dripping
time.
Dripping behind your wall creates a real, real problem.
Yeah. Or dripping at your faucet.
No, everywhere.
It's dripping seals.
Dripping is terrible, and don't have any dripping. And if you have dripping, there's one company to call, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We love them. You'll love them, too. They're awesome. 281-488-6238. Put this number in your phone. And when somebody asks you, hey, do you know a plumber? You're going to say, yes, these guys are awesome. Even if you haven't used them before, you know, I'm telling you, they're the best plumbing company that I've ever dealt with. I've never dealt with many plumbing companies, but I'll tell you this, they're awesome. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun sports. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So today is opening day. And I've got a list of all of what could be the best bets for today. There's so many good games. Let's start with our Astros. The Astros are -155 today, taking on the White Sox. It's a 6 o'clock game at Minute Maid. It's Dylan Cease against Fromber. Dylan Cease is a great, great pitcher. Dylan Cease rarely around allows home runs or extra base hits.
Yeah, in your opinion.
No. Statistically, I'm not data dredging here. He rarely allows. I mean, he's tough to get to. He strikes out 30% of his batters.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. He walks 10% of his batters, though.
I like that.
I like that a lot too. Framber Valdez.
Now that's not crazy high.
Framber Valdez, who was awesome last year,
gave up 7 home runs for the season.
So he's a ground ball pitcher. You lose Altuve. I have a feeling Dubon starts tonight because of a ground ball. This is Dusty's way. You know, hey, we had to have Dubon in center last year for Verlander. He's going to be Fromber's personal caddy at second base because he's a better second baseman than Hensley.
Yeah.
Now, Hensley can hit, but Dubon's a better second baseman.
Okay.
I have a feeling Dubon starts tonight. But let's see. Astros minus 155. You either, if the favorite, you can give away a run and a half, or you can give away the odds.
Yeah.
In this case, I wouldn't give away a run and a half with the Astros.
What's the over-under? 8?
Because the under-over on this one is, I don't know what the, it should be in that neighborhood.
Should be about 8. 8.5 is probably too high, 7.5 too low. I feel like 8's a good number. And remember, Framber, who is already a rhythm pitcher, with a pitch clock could really get into a rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It might be, actually, it might be 7.
Did you see Salvador Perez said, this is going to add 2 years to my career?
Yeah.
Taking 25 minutes off a game for a catcher?
Yeah, that's going to be, I think that's going to be a big deal, but you're still, I mean, I guess you're squatting less, yeah.
Yeah, no, a lot.
I guess yeah.
No, a lot less.
I mean, I know you are, but is it really going to add 2 years onto your career? You still have to prep, there's still sessions that you catch, right? I mean, you still a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, so let me look at your under-over on this one. Oh, they don't have...
I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah, pull it.
Well, it may not have it at this time of the day.
Yeah, well... They...
Oh, no, they do.
Yeah, they should.
So for the Astros, we've got 7.5.
7.5.
Under 7.5 minus 125.
So under's the favorite.
Yeah. But... Well, with those two pitchers, one would expect that to be the case.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's so many good games today, man. They really like the Braves, given minus 1.5 against the Nationals.
Of course, this is one of the best days because it's ones versus ones.
Yeah.
This is as good as it gets.
Yes. This is the only day that you'll find during the season where it's every one versus one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only
day. Look at this. Freed, Corbin, Stroman, Burns. You know, Stroman's
okay. Well, in the Milwaukee game, they have the under, and I think it's 6.5. What do you
7.
Got there? You got 7?
Yeah.
7's a good number. For that game.
If it's blowing in.
It doesn't matter. It's Corbin Burns. And Corbin Burns is really, 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 really good. How about under 6.5, Rangers and Phillies? Aaron Nola against Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. And Scherzer versus Alcantara is 6.5, too.
Oh, my goodness.
These are low numbers. 6.5 is low.
Low, yet... Scherzer and Alcantara.
Cleveland, Seattle, Bieber, Castillo, 6.5.
Well, you're gonna bet an over in a Castillo game?
I'm glad the game's faster now. All the totals are 6.5 and 7.
Yeah. Well,
you think any of that
might have to do with Alcantara,
John,
and Scherzer?
John, do you understand?
Castillo.
I honestly, yeah. 7.5. I'm just gonna read the over unders. Usually you're in the 8s, sometimes in the 8 nut range. 7.5 means you've got a couple pretty good pitchers. But because they're all aces right now, 7.5, 6.5, 7,
well,
6.5, 7.5.
How about 9?
Yeah,
Red
Royals.
Sox.
Well, I've got Royals and Twins.
Well, 9, what about the Red Sox and the Orioles?
Zach Greinke is the
Kyle
ace.
Kyle Gibson against Corey Kluber.
Zach Greinke is the Royals ace.
Oh, over.
Yeah.
And under on one total. Under, if Zach Greinke's your ace... He's going to hump it up there at about 84 today.
How do you like Mariners, Castillo, and Bieber?
How about that?
Castillo's just a very small favorite. Don't you like them today?
How about Yankees and Giants? Logan Webb against Gerrit Cole. How's that going to be? That one, they like the Giants plus 1.5 in that game. That's interesting. Gerrit Cole had obviously had some problems, but when he's dominant, he is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got under on the Cubs. Marcus Stroman against Corbin Burns. That's a good one, too. So there's all kinds of good stuff. You're right. This is the best day as far as pitching goes. It's one against one. And you should, if you bet every game under, you're going to win.
God, such low numbers.
But there's cold in a lot of places.
Yeah, it is. It's true. It's going to be a little bit colder. I haven't checked the weather, but it always is.
Yeah.
Somewhere you're going to have that. So,
I mean,
we're not blazing hot here right now. So no, it's going to be colder somewhere else.
I wonder that it's supposed to. There's a chance of rain at 4 o'clock today, 3 and 4 o'clock in that neighborhood. So they're probably going to keep the roof closed tonight. And just going to be a fun time. You got something. Jim Crane says, here's Jim Crane. We got opening day today. Jim Crane wants to buy up all of downtown and make it an Astros
village,
an Astro carnival. Yes, an Astro
just
village.
For the day.
No, forever.
Whoa.
Here's Jim Crane. Jim Crane.
That's a bolt. What is this never going to end?
Maybe all of downtown is a little exaggerating. But here's Jim Crane talking about creating an atmosphere around the park.
You know, St. Louis calls a ballpark village. You know, Atlanta's done it. There's a number of teams that have done it successfully. It just it just builds up, you know, in this instance, I think it would be great for downtown. It's kind of like a indoor tailgating situation with a lot of restaurants. You've seen the St. Louis one is pretty impressive, and, you know, Colorado has one now. Dallas has one. You know, there's really no place downtown for people to come before and after the game. There's a few restaurants around here, but this will provide a big opportunity, a nice hotel. You could actually, you know, maybe some of the teams will stay there. It'll be a 4-star hotel, and they can come right into the ballpark across in the walkway. They'd be up above the street, right across the street. So I think it will add another dimension downtown. We've got the highway coming down eventually, and so that's going to be a park. So I think this whole side of town is going to fill in with development, not only ours but others. And so, you know, someday you're going to look up and it'll be like Wrigley Field here, with surrounded by the city, and people can walk to the ballpark and live across the street. Pretty cool.
So you've been downtown Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've enclosed the street.
Yeah, they've got, it's over. How far is it enclosed like that?
It's a while.
So that's what he's talking about?
I think he's talking about an enclosure like that, yeah.
So he's not talking about you can just be in the different restaurants. Enclosed meaning all these different restaurants will benefit, where you can go from one to. You're talking about enclosing it?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, an indoor kind of.
I mean, that would be badass.
That would be awesome.
Who's paying for this?
Jim Crane's buying it, and he's going to benefit from all of it as well.
Okay, so it's not, we're not.
Well, he's already bought up the bus across the street and that area there, that lot, the lots there. And I think he's acquiring. That's what rich guys do. They acquire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Jim Crane has been acquiring, and it would be totally. And if it was enclosed where you could, in the middle of the summer, there's not going to be a lot of tailgating going on outside. You know, not a lot of people are going to be standing around outside drinking and having a good time. He wants to make it a football tailgate indoor kind of restaurant bar. I mean, yeah, when you go downtown, what's the name of the street downtown that help me out, people? Right by the Nugget. The Nugget is there, and
in Vegas.
Yeah, it's whatever street it's called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, you could make it that kind of thing, where it would be just totally, totally sweet. And JJ says, have y'all been to the Texas Live in Arlington? It's awesome. And I would love that. He's not creating an Astro world. He's creating a restaurant bar.
Fremont Street?
Fremont.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fremont is totally enclosed.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Pretty cool. I mean, Vegas is, like us, a billion degrees.
Yeah.
Although at night it's not, but during the day it is. And it is pretty cool to have that enclosure over the top. I didn't, you know, I'm just walking, didn't even think about it, but is it air conditioned? Because I don't remember being hot.
On Fremont?
Yeah.
I mean, don't know that.
It can't be the whole – you're walking in a street.
Yeah.
Although, I don't remember there's any driving.
But it's
like – it's no driving, right?
Yeah, it's not a street. It's more paved and cobblestone and –
yeah,
and
it's just an indoor
got a giant
area.
Roof on it. So I would imagine it's. I don't know.
You'll go to different cities or towns or whatever where they have an area where there's no traffic. You don't drive on it, but you walk. It's all walkable, and it's all walkable. And you go into shops or restaurants or stores. Well, it's like that for gambling.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Just go to casinos.
It absolutely is. All right. 744 ESPN 97.5.
There's so many more casinos than you even realize in Vegas.
Oh. Yeah.
Every offshoot, off brand, anybody. I mean. Well, I didn't know this was here. Wicked Willie's, they've got slots. They got some broke down ass blackjack dealers in there.
Why are you pocket watching
Wicked Willie's?
Wicked Willie's.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Willie's.
Yeah, you can find any. Like, there's way more than you think there are.
Oh, no. Yes, absolutely. All right. Get a little insurance now, Lance.
TJS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. This is a great way for you to shop for homeowners insurance. By just sending a text. It's not like you're not sending texts all day or scrolling and liking things or swiping right or left or, you know, you're going to be on your phone anyway. Your screen time goes out of the world every week. You're not going to be productive. Do something productive with your phone. Text the word money to 232323 and you are going to get a competitive rate for A-rated insurance. Multiple companies will be shopped in just a matter of 15 seconds because of the algorithm that TGS Insurance has created. And through that algorithm, they will find a competitive homeowners insurance rate for you. And this is a chance for you to truly test what kind of savings your company is getting you. My guess is not much of one at all because they tell you to bundle it up and that's where you get your savings. But in the meantime, when you look at both of those prices together, you're not getting a savings. In fact, the average person who switches over to TGS or switches over to the company's TGS insurance finds, the companies who use TGS, the average savings right now, $900. Make sure you text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 749 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got a question or you want to talk, 713-780-3776. Let's get Stafford in here. He wants to talk about Lamar Jackson. Hey, Stafford.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Doing good.
Hey, I was calling in because basically you were saying that Bryce Young's going one, and that was my belief too. Now, if Bryce Young goes one and the Texans aren't interested in C.J. Stroud, then what are we doing? Because there's nothing else there. Are we going for Caleb Williams next year, drafting defense this year, or are we going Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't think they'll go for Lamar Jackson. I think you make do this year, and then you draft your guy next year.
You could mess around and win about six games, and you're out of luck, because if the top two teams both need quarterbacks, which there's a good chance they will, they're going to draft them. They won't trade out of them.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I don't like the idea of drafting somebody you don't believe in. I'm never a fan of that. I'd much rather wait until another, because you never know who you could trade for, whatever the case may be, especially in today's way players move. But, man, if you traded, I'd almost want to trade out of the pick. If you didn't like quarterback, I don't know. There's some teams, like, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of teams who like Tyree Wilson better than Will Anderson. I don't think it's crazy that Tyree goes ahead of Will Anderson. Tyree could be the first defensive player drafted.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's possible. And, you know, Jalen Carter, where he goes is a complete mystery. I don't know. You know, the Texans, I just don't think the Texans would draft him because do they have the leadership in the building at all? I think they do with D'Amico, but do you have a player that you trust?
Is Jimmy Ward that guy?
They don't know each other. He doesn't play the same position. They're different ages.
No, I know, but still.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. No. I don't know the answer. You have to have somebody.
I think you might have acquired some leadership this offseason.
You may have.
In Perriman, in maybe Ridgeway, maybe Jimmy Ward, maybe Dalton Schultz. I think you might have some leadership in that locker. We don't know. We don't know, though. I don't know. He makes more sense other places with more veteran team. We're saying that about our teams, man. Oh, my gosh. We're saying that about the Rockets and about the can't have it. You got to have some veteran leadership. You got to have guys that know how to that can handle a locker room, that can make guys do the right thing. And speaking of the Rockets, did you watch the end of that game last night?
Of the Rockets game?
Yeah.
No, I had something else I had to do.
So with 5:17 left in the game. With 5:17 left in the game, the Rockets are up 104-103. They call a timeout. Mm-hmm. They had a coach's challenge, and the call was actually overturned, and they retained their timeout because Şengün blocked the shot. Okay. After that, I want to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen a tear like this. He blocked Cameron Johnson's shot. Now Cameron Johnson was awesome last night. He was just too much. The Nets were just too much down the stretch. They had a great run, but Jalen Green misses a driving layup. Elvin Şengün offensive rebound with 4:58 left. 4:50. Jabari Smith Jr. threw up a bad shot. Şengün offensive rebound with 4:51 left in the game. 4:12 left. Elvin Şengün offensive rebound makes the shot and then gets fouled. With 3:38, Elvin Şengün offensive rebound. Elvin Şengün was a terror on the boards. The Rockets took a 110-105 lead with 3:05 left and then simply got destroyed. He had another offensive rebound with 1:23 to go, but they just couldn't do anything offensively, and then they just couldn't stop. It just fell apart. It's just a young team that just doesn't know how to win. But they had this game by the shorties, and they let it. And Elvin Şengün was a monster. He was just grabbing. He would not be denied on the offensive boards.
Yeah.
He had 8 offensive rebounds last night.
He is, man.
And he was minus 15. You know where that minus 15 came from? All down the stretch. They were up 110-105.
And they got outscored badly.
Oh, my. They got outscored 13-4. Oh, no. They got outscored 18-4.
I can remember 6 games minimum that they left on the table in the fourth quarter.
This was one of them.
And this is one of them.
With 3 minutes left, they're up 110-105.
I mean, 6 games. That would have put them at 24, which would have been an interesting number.
You think 24 is an interesting number. Mm-hmm. I think 14 is an interesting number. Mm-hmm. 14%. That's what I think is an interesting number. I don't really mind these losses, if you want to know the truth, because
they're safe.
Yeah, they're safe. Yeah, we're praying.
I mean, don't worry, John. I don't know if you know, but they followed up that scary three-game win streak. They're now at 7 in a row on the L side.
Yeah. No. I'm counting on them. They're doing a good job. They're getting the job done. I was worried. They got to put a little scare in you. And you know what? There's some things, though, that are just, Kevin Porter Jr. was good last night. He was good last night. They don't.
Man, they can string some L's together.
Yeah, they really do.
Wow. When you look at just the schedule, look at the red L's. If you go, this is their last 20 games, look at all those red L's, and then you get 2 green W's, and then red L's, 3 green W's, red L's.
Red L's,
nonsense. I mean, they do nothing but streak.
Yeah, they're.
How about this? Did you see the stat for the Hawks? The Hawks have been. Yeah, you sent it, RJ. Tell John about that stat.
All right, John, let's do this rather quickly. What has the Atlanta Hawks record been in their last 2 games?
The Atlanta Hawks in their last 2 games, they're 0-2. No idea.
They're 1-1.
1-1, okay.
Houston Rockets, Atlanta Hawks in their last 4 games.
In the Atlanta Hawks in their last 4 games, no idea.
2-2.
Okay.
Their last 6 games?
3-3.
Last 8.
4-4.
Last 26.
13-13.
And that's been like going down all the way to the last 26 games.
It stays the same the whole way down.
They win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose.
Yeah.
Really? So it wasn't really Nate McMillan.
That's interesting. Huh? It's an interesting stat. Like when I saw it, I was just like, no way.
They're still in the eighth seed. Would you know what their record is, Sean? 38-38. Does it surprise you?
No, not with 38-38. And yet they're right in the thick.
Well, what do you think they are in their last 10?
5-5.
Did you cheat? Are you looking at your screen? Yep. They're 5-5. That's right. Where do you think they are in conference?
What'd they do the last game?
In conference.
Wait a minute. What'd they do the last game?
They're on a one-game win streak.
Okay, so?
Fire.
What do we do?
Fade them.
Fade them.
Even though I know that.
Fade them tonight.
I know.
I don't care who they're playing. They're going to lose. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Let's see. Let's see who they're playing.
But how about, what were the Nets? I know the Knicks were 13.5-point favorites. I wonder what the Nets were. They ended up winning by 9. If you had the Rockets last night, you're going, oh, man, 3 minutes left and we got a 5-point lead.
If you had
lead.
The Rockets last night, you've had them before this year, and you know it's not great. You can never blink.
I don't know what the Nets were last night. Did they cover? I don't even know. But that's, I would be furious if I had the Rockets last night with a 5-point lead and
Rockets on the road for?
Because
in the midst of a 7-game losing streak and they're on a road trip. What are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing with your life?
It's not like you're going to make a living betting on the Rockets
your life,
on the road.
What are you doing with your life? You know what the Rockets did last year to end the year? It was Jalen Green's scoring frenzy and a bunch of losses.
Yeah.
It's a similar kind of deal now, only not the same Jalen Green frenzy.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776.
It's opening day. Let's go.
Who, what? Okay.
That's it. John's giving away 2 tickets to Chad's suite. 713.
No, I'm not. Chad doesn't have a suite anymore. So he's got Diamond Club now.
2 tickets to Diamond Club is what you just said? 713.
I said he has Diamond Club. He ain't giving them away. Trust me. He ain't giving them to me. He ain't giving them to listeners. I can tell you that right
You're
now.
You're pretty sure?
713-780-3776. Let's pump up the Astros today. Well, I think we're going to have to do a pump it up.
We may have to pump it
we
up.
We might have to pump it
up.
Yeah,
we may have to pump it up. We do have to pump it up.
We do have to. No.
And
no
if you can play What Did You Learn This Weekend in 1 sentence, you can play Pump It Up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And you better play Pump It Up if you want your Astros to be World Series champions again.
Unless you hate the Astros.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine if you hate the Astros. 759. Don't go anywhere.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.